Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
We have talked at length in the past about haunted objects. It makes sense that a spirit could have an attachment to an item that had meaning to it while the spirit was alive. Maybe it was their favorite chair or music box. We've obviously heard the stories of several haunted dolls. There have also been numerous stories about haunted paintings. But a haunted photograph? Well, there are a few of those stories out there as well. But what about a haunted painting of a photograph? In this episode, you will learn about just that. In 1994, James Kidd, a commercial photographer, placed one of his photos on display at the gallery in Tombstone, Arizona, where Laura was showing some of her oil paintings. The photo was the old stagecoach stop at Tombstone. He first took a photo of the stagecoach stop, and then an old stagecoach. And then he didn't wind his camera so he could get a double exposure photo with another old wagon in the foreground. When the picture was developed, however, it revealed something unexpected. Standing on a log in the left of the wagon is a figure that the photographer did not see when he took the picture. Upon closer inspection, the figure appears to be that of a headless man. The figure's coat, pants, and boots are quite plain and easy to see, but he has no head. The photographer says that the photo has been examined by Kodak and other experts to prove that he did not doctor it in any way. The original photo can be seen at Ghosts of Tombstone. Laura couldn't get over that photo and she asked him if she could do an oil painting of it. He said that she could. So back home in Sierra Vista, Arizona, Laura began work on a 16 by 20 oil painting based on the photo. When she was about halfway through completing the painting, Laura started getting a strange feeling. Laura began to ask herself, why on earth did she want to paint this picture? And maybe she should never have started it. But she did finish it. And then some very strange, unexplained things began to happen around her home, seemingly centered around that painting. Laura did not believe in ghosts, but she could not for the life of her explain how or why these strange things had happened. She also could not attribute every one of these events directly to the painting, but they have all taken place since it had been in her house, and they are all totally unexplained. She took the frame painting with some others for a display in a business location. They hung the ghost painting on the wall behind an office desk. 3 days later, some people from the office had called Laura and asked her to come pick up the ghost painting. Every morning, they claimed, the painting was crooked. They would straighten it, and the next morning it would be crooked again. Also, appointments were inexplicably messed up, and papers went missing. They were actually afraid of the painting. so Laura took the painting back. In 1995, Laura and her husband moved into a brand new home in Tennessee. They wondered if these ghostly goings-ons would stop, but they didn't. Oddly, the roof on the garage of this new home had a leak when it rained. The roofers came out 3 times to repair it, and although they worked on it, they said that they could not find the cause of the leak. It didn't make any sense. Nothing they did stopped the darn leak. Finally, her husband asked Laura where the ghost painting was. It was leaning against a wall between the living room and the garage. He moved the painting, and the garage roof never leaked again. One evening, Laura was preparing dinner. They had an island bar, and this is where Laura would set the table. She picked up the salt and pepper shakers, which were basically 2 canning jars with handles, and she set them on the bar. She went to the door and she called to her husband that dinner was ready. When she got back to the bar, salt had been spilled all over it and on the floor. The salt shaker standing upright was still where she had set it down. They had no animals or children in the house to blame for this spill. It is completely unexplained. On another occasion, Laura and her husband were sitting in the garage talking to the little neighbor girl who had come over for a visit. On the garage wall were 3 large dried starfish. They were hanging securely on roofing nails. The garage door was open, but there was no wind blowing or any air movement. Suddenly, the largest starfish came sailing off the wall and landed on the concrete floor. It sailed across the floor about 6 to 7 feet. The next incident to happen was when a heavy gate that would have been hard to remove came off its post for no apparent reason. All of the hardware was completely still intact. This next event really scared Laura because it could have injured her. They had been doing some yard work and they went into the garage to rest where it was cooler. Her husband said that he would mix them up some drinks. He returned with the drinks in thick gold-colored glasses with ice cubes. They finished their drinks, and he said that he was going to have another, and Laura agreed that she would have one as well. So he mixed them up in the house, brought them back out. Laura had taken 1 or 2 sips from her drink when she looked down to see that a large chunk of the glass had been broken off at the top of the glass. It was perfectly fine the first time she drank from it. Right away, she assumed that her husband had knocked it on something, but he swore that he hadn't. They looked all over the garage floor for the piece of glass, but they found nothing. They went into the house where her husband had fixed the drinks and got down on the floor with flashlights and looked. Still nothing. She poured the rest of the drink through a strainer to see if the chunk of glass had fallen in, but there was nothing in the glass. The missing piece was too large to have been swallowed without her noticing it, but she still had this sick feeling in her stomach. They never found the missing piece of that glass. Laura has always taken photos of the paintings that she had done. People ask to see the photos of her paintings, and most always say that they don't want to touch the photo of the ghost painting. The women at the beauty shop wanted her to bring her pictures in, and one woman started bragging that she did not believe in ghosts, and it was silly of them to avoid touching the picture. "Just let me see it," she said. She took the photo, looked at it closely, and just laughed. That night at her house, a clock that had been on the wall for 40 years fell down and broke into 100 pieces. Laura's neighbor wanted to show his mother-in-law the photos of the paintings and took them home with him. They left the pictures laying on a table and started playing a 3-handed card game in which a dummy hand must be dealt. When they picked up the dummy hand, every card of the dummy hand was in one suit. That scared them to death. He got up and went outside to move his water sprinkler, and to this day, he still swears that he could see a white, hazy figure of a person come from around the corner. He came running back into the house with the pictures and said he never wanted to touch them again. The last thing that this ghost did was knock on Laura's front door. Laura and her husband both heard it at the same time, but their 2 German shepherds did not hear the knock. No one was at the door. Currently, the painting is hanging in their house. A few people have asked to buy the painting, but Laura is afraid to sell it. What would an unhappy ghost do in their lives? Laura still doesn't actually believe in ghosts, yet she said if she had to do it over, she would not have created this painting.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. When that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. And after the evil clown is killed, daddy has to take on a vampire.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.